Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Congress will establish an independent September 11th-style commission to look into the deadly insurrection at the U.S. Capitol last month. It comes after former President Donald Trump's second impeachment trial ended in acquittal over the weekend. NPR's Tamara Keith says Trump, for his part, has been fairly quiet since leaving office.
We know he's in Florida. He is laying low. His aides tell me that at this point, he is not immediately planning to hold a post-acquittal event or press conference, but that could change. He hinted in the statement he put out over the weekend that he wants to continue to have a voice in politics. And if the past is a guide, he will likely try to exact revenge on those who weren't totally loyal to him 100% of the time.
NPR's Tamara Keith. The independent commission will also look at additional spending needed to boost security at the Capitol. The senior U.S. senator from North Carolina is facing condemnation from his own party after voting to convict Trump at the former president's impeachment trial this weekend. Rusty Jacobs of North Carolina Public Radio has more.
Senator Richard Burr was one of seven Republican senators to join 50 Democrats in voting against the ex-president, still short of the two-thirds needed to convict Trump. Burr said House Democrats presented compelling evidence that Trump was guilty of inciting an insurrection against a co-equal branch of government when his supporters stormed the Capitol on January 6th. He initially opposed impeachment of a former office holder on constitutional grounds. The state GOP's Central Committee is expected to vote tonight on whether to censure Burr. The third-term senator said 5 years ago he would not run again in 2022. For NPR News, I'm Rusty Jacobs in Durham, North Carolina.
Educators in Georgia are not in the first priority group for COVID-19 vaccinations, but they are in Alabama. Georgia Public Broadcasting's Ellen Eldridge has more.
Georgia Governor Brian Kemp said the vaccine supply is too small to give teachers access in the first phase. So some educators are making appointments across state lines. Debbie is a public school teacher in Georgia who asked not to use her last name. She says she will travel 2.5 hours on Sunday to get vaccinated against COVID-19.
So I don't feel like my district has protected me. I don't feel like my governor has protected me. And I've done what I can to stay well. But no, I don't feel like, you know, our lives mattered.
Debbie says she signed up on her first try on the Walmart website. For NPR News, I'm Ellen Eldridge in Atlanta.
While U.S. financial markets are closed for the President's Day holiday, worldwide stocks started the week with a rally. European markets all closing higher after stocks advanced in Asia. Shanghai and Hong Kong were closed for the Lunar New Year. This is NPR. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo announced today that after nightly reductions in service to allow for cleaning since last May, New York City's subway system is moving one step closer to resuming its famed 24-hour service. More from NPR's Sally Herships.
Beginning next Monday, subways will run until 2 a.m., close, then reopen at 4, 2 hours less cleaning time than is happening nightly now. It's part of what Cuomo and MTA officials call a phased reopening. Cuomo has faced growing criticism for the closures. Advocates say the homeless depend on the trains at night. Essential workers have had to turn to other, often costlier means of commuting. And growing evidence points to COVID-19 being spread more by airborne particles than contaminated surfaces. But Cuomo says the closures are necessary. No word on when the New York subway system will return to 24-hour service. Sally Herships, NPR News.
A healthcare system has announced today basketball legend Michael Jordan is donating $10 million to launch two medical clinics in underserved communities near his hometown of Wilmington, North Carolina. Novant Health says the clinics are set to open in New Hanover County in early 2022. The Basketball Hall of Fame athlete previously gave $7 million to open clinics in Charlotte. Jordan grew up in Wilmington and went on to play for the University of North Carolina. He then won 6 NBA championships while playing with the Chicago Bulls. Crude oil futures prices continued to climb today. With U.S. financial markets closed for the holiday, oil picked up 75 cents a barrel to settle at $60.22 a barrel. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.